hello everyone, my name is Leon, and this is our first podcast. So this is my teammate.
Hi, my name is Joyce.
Hi, I'm Frank.
Welcome to our first podcast. And today we'll talk about something about movies. So, can I ask you one question? So, did you guys see some movies at your free time?
Yeah, I watch movie a lot, and I like every kind of movie.
Fiction.
Yeah, as long as it's good.
Yeah, and what about you?
I sometimes watch movies. I like to watch comedy, romantic movies.
So romantics, like positive, like when the movie can teach you something, or you can learn something from this movie.
I can learn something.
Alright, so the same as me, I learn movies, and I also, I just like Frank, I see all kinds of movies, and whatever friction, whatever about, talk about some love, talk about like romantic or something else. So today I want to talk about one movie that is very famous and is like well known in America. So it's named The Forrest Gump. Did you see The Forrest Gump?
Oh yeah, it's like 2 or 3 years ago. And I love that movie because like it has a really good story in it. And I heard it's based on a real story.
Yeah, it's based on a real story. So did you heard about this movie?
Yeah, I have watched this movie maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and I watched the second time recently.
Wow, that seems you very like this movie, right?
Yeah.
So did you remember like parts, do you remember something in this movie, what happened in this movie, or like do you, who is your favorite character in this movie?
My favorite character in this movie is Forrest Gump.
So the main character,
Gump.
You mean, yeah, Forrest Gump.
Gump.
Yes. So did you remember something happened? What happened in this movie?
Yeah, when he was young, his leg has some problems, and a lot of school did not want to accept him because his brain may have some problems. But he is a strong boy, and he always practice run, and when he become grew up, he always take a competition and always and won a prize at last.
Yes, so
I think there's one event that causes his leg become good again.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's that day a couple of bullies from the school,
mm-hmm,
that trying to chase him, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And
always laugh at him.
And he supposed,
mm-hmm,
to like, he could only walk, barely walk, but he like, he's just like running crazy and faster than like anything else.
Yes,
there.
So after the bad student chase him, he run faster, faster and faster.
Yeah.
So like he's have a very like good ability on the run. So he entered, do you remember that? He entered the like college football.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He played football on college, and he got a very good like goal and a very good prize. So the president, like Kennedy,
yeah,
meet him, right? And that's what happened in this story.
Like
and
the beginning of the movie. Right?
Yeah, the beginning of the movie.
Because he's so fast, nobody can
chase him.
Even though he doesn't know what to do, he just catch the ball and across the line and
yeah,
get the score.
Yeah.
Mm.
So So this happened like after he met Jenny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you remember when he first met with Jenny? What he said?
He first met with Jenny when he was young. They sat at the same bus.
Yeah, they are at same campus. And did you remember what he said to Jenny? It's a word. It's a sentence from his mother. You remember that?
Yeah, doing the stupid things that you are foolish.
Yeah, I think it's a very famous or like very good sentences or good like quotation in this movie.
Yes.
So did you have some ideas about these sentences?
Yes, and I think doing the stupid things that will make people foolish. I don't think the intelligence quality is important because we can learn the knowledge when we all the time, even though we become old.
Yeah, so which just means like in these words, like he said, only the people who did bad things is the bad person.
Yeah.
So it's just told us like the person who did or wrong or not, it decided by himself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this is just a like very like famous or like the sentences we can learn something from this part.
Yeah.
And after he entered So after he entered, like he got a prize and meet with Candy.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you remember? Do you remember what happened next? Do you remember? So in this movie, after he meet the Candy, and he grew up, of course, and he entered army.
Army, yes.
You remember that?
He joined the American Army. Yeah,
yeah, he joined the American Army. So what happened next?
He was sent to, I forgot the country. Which country is that?
I think it's Vienna, right?
He
joined the Vienna War, and I don't know, I forgot the time, but in this world, his friends,
yeah,
and his sir, I don't know how to say sir, maybe
his general,
yeah,
say.
And maybe yes, and almost died in this world, but his friend is,
yeah, he dying. Saved his,
yeah,
friend.
His friend,
he saved the general,
yeah, he
yeah.
saved the general, but the general was
lost his leg.
And the general is very mad on him, right? And he said he's a soldier, so he should be die with honor in the war. But
he shouldn't save me.
Yeah, he shouldn't
like
save
that.
Me. Yes, and yeah, after this war, he buy a like ship, with the general because this is the dream of his friends.
Yeah, one of his friends is. He used to say after they finish the war, he's gonna come back to home and started a business of like
Shops.
Catching shrimp.
Yeah, catching shrimps.
And selling shrimps. But that friend's just really unlucky and died out there. So
yeah.
He's just finishing one of his friend's dream.
Yeah, unfortunately, but unfortunately there is a storm.
Yeah.
On the ocean, so every ship by the like to catch the shrimps or all the fish is
like
broken.
Yeah,
yes,
broke.
And but only his ship is like
survived.
Saved. So his ship is become famous and popular and well known in the maybe in this town. So he become. Like more and more, he can catch more and more shrimp. He can get more and more, and he earn a lot of money. And his journal, and also we can call his friends.
Yeah.
like use this money to buy the stock of the Apple company.
Yeah.
Right? And then he sends this to the to the forest. And Forrest is already like go back his town because he heard his mother is almost dying.
Yes.
Yeah. And after this, his girlfriend, we can call his girlfriend,
yeah,
he's come back with Jenny.
Jenny.
Yes. And also, like, in this film, right? In this film, whatever Forrest or whatever Jenny, whatever his friend or whatever his genre is, all like meet a lot of problem or the unlucky or like some serious problems in his life, right? Like the Forrest, his mother, or in his childhood, he's like chased by by his friend, by the bad student.
Yeah.
And then like his mother died, and his girlfriend is also
died.
Yes,
unlucky.
Yes.
But he raised his child by his own.
Yeah, I think there's one part is very, I think it's very good. I don't know I don't know what you think. In the movie, when he saved his journal, right? His journal said, I'm the soldier, and I should be died with honor in the war. But the forest saved him. And in this time, the journal was very sadly about his love because he lost his legs.
Yeah.
But I think Forrest is maybe when he meet a serious problem in his life, he was always positive, right?
Yeah.
So
somebody says that he's crazy or a little bit stupid, but
yeah,
he's just his attitude causes all of his achievement today. Yeah, even though he might not notice that.
Yeah. So, like, there is a question I want to ask you guys. So when you meet this problem, this kind of problem is a very serious, which is very serious and bad problem in your life, what you going to do?
I was kind of a negative person because I always got the problem like this, and the first thing I saw is it's just happened to me, so I'll take it, but I would feel bad for like a week, and I would still move on, but with a little bit of sadness. But finally, there's always some little stuff that would make me happy, and I would like go back to the real life again. So I would say it's good to be like him. Yeah.
So what about you?
I don't think I'm a stronger whenever I met some challenges. I always cried, just like last month I broke up with my boyfriend. But just like Frank said, I should back to the real life. I should be stronger, and I can do something that are interested to me, and then I will forget the bad thing that I have ever experienced.
So yeah, like from your words, I heard something like, just in the some words, it doesn't look good. It's life is bad,
yeah,
but you must suck it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, and then
it's just like Forrest in the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Just like
there's one time that he find out his girlfriend, and she was talking about to be a famous singer, but that's just like a dream back in times, and she was just like a really like nobody knows a singer in a bar,
yeah,
and even like dressed nothing, like completely naked and with a guitar, and sit at the stage,
yeah,
and sing to the all the guys that works all,
yeah,
day,
yeah,
and from get out from work,
yeah,
at night, and they would just enjoy her like
funny.
It's just like a random person,
mm-hmm,
but she's a pressure to Forrest,
yeah,
and when he like saw this, he get onto the stage and hold her and get her out,
yeah,
because he still believing the good things would happen, yeah, even though the real life is so
yeah,
cruel.
Yeah, just like you need to have a dream. If you have a dream, whatever the life is going to be, bad or better, worse or better, you must to life. So whatever the life is going to better or worse, you must to, like, how to say it,
you must live on.
Yeah, you must live on. So like
yeah,
why not we should be positive,
like
to
all
face
the time.
Yeah,
yeah,
positive,
yeah,
all the time, because if you positive or not, these things will not change.
Yeah.
Yes, and like beside Forrest, Jenny is also a very important character,
yeah,
in this movie. So do you have any ideas about Jenny? So what kind of person she is?
He's the person like has a big dream,
mm-hmm,
when she's young, like everyone that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I haven't get old enough to understand how this world works, but
mm-hmm,
I know like eventually we're gonna surrender to the real life, and we know that even though we has those big dreams, we couldn't change anything, make any difference of our real life, but Jenny is like the person who just surrender, like for nothing, doing everything like just for living,
yeah.
Even though I know maybe it's going to be true for me,
mm-hmm,
like next 10 years or 20 years, but I'm still going to say like I won't give up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good. So what about you?
Yeah. I think Jenny is an important character in this movie, and just like he said, Jenny has a big dream, and she really wants to be the singer. She can do everything to want to her dream to come true.
Yeah, so this is a very like this is a choosing thing in our life, like in maybe in China.
Yeah,
there's a lot of teenagers who have a maybe music dream.
Yeah.
Maybe some dreams.
I used to have a music dream.
Yes.
I would write my own songs and play to the world, but I just saw like a lot of people have this better skill than me.
Yeah.
And they're just like teaching guitars to the others.
Mm-hmm.
They're tired of life, so they stop to exploring like new things. They just play the songs that everyone else been played before, and they just doing nothing or just drinking and playing games during their free time. They didn't like move on. They won't write new songs. They won't learn new stuff. They just give up on their life.
Yeah. Yeah. So most of them choose to give up.
Yeah.
But some of them choose to continue on, to choose to like to go on like with his dream. right? And some of them succeed finally, right? So this movie told us, like, if you have a dream, you need to, like, keep it and go with it and like make this dream to be the truth. And even whatever the life is bad, whatever the life is good, you need to, like, you must to be positive. You have to be positive, because even you are not positive, even you are very sadly, even you are very disappointed about your life, the life is cannot be changed. So let's end by one sentence from the movie. Life is just like a box of chocolate, and you never know what you taste. What's the next chocolate taste?
Tastes like.
Yeah, tastes like. So that's all. Thank you guys, and see you next time.
Yeah, thank you for listening.